This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The three cops and two paramedics accused in the death of Elijah McClain have delayed entering their pleas in the case by months. At a court appearance in Adams County today, lawyers for both sides agreed to a secondary arraignment in early November. One lawyer for the police officers told the judge he wanted to look at an order she issued this week that would try all five cases together. Colorado's attorney general has filed written arguments for a Supreme Court case involving a Denver web designer. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The designer in the case wants to post a notice online that she will not take commissions for same-sex wedding ceremonies. And she says the state's anti-discrimination law violates her First Amendment right to post that message. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the law has withstood similar challenges, like the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, where a baker refused to design a wedding cake for a gay couple.
When a business says, we're open to the public, that means they have to serve all members of the public.
Oral arguments are expected to happen sometime this fall. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Wildlife advocates are suing federal officials after they missed a deadline to decide whether protections for wolves should be restored across the northern U.S. Rocky Mountains. Republican-led states in the region have made it easier to kill wolves. That's raised worries that wolf numbers could be reduced to unsustainable levels. A final determination was due June 1st, but officials missed that deadline. The Humane Society and Center for Biological Diversity have asked a federal judge in Montana to order officials to make a decision. Right now in Denver, it's 91 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.